Lebanon grabbed headlines earlier this week for the nation's response to protesters. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll tell you more on that situation in just a moment. One of our partners is ringing in the new year with fresh leadership. We'll share the vision moving forward and how you can get involved. But first, clouds of tear gas surround protesters in Lebanon now. Over the weekend, the demonstrations, which had largely been peaceful, took a turn. Then Tuesday, a video inflamed sectarian tensions and led to a plea for calm from the interim government. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says even as the crackdown continues, belief for a better Lebanon builds.
That's what's happening for Lebanon right now, because the status quo has really been flipped upside down, even though the politicians are still hanging on to their positions of power. The general public has gained a hope that things could change. And that hope has to be invested somewhere.
As the prayer networks and churches share their message, Lebanon's turmoil acts like a plow, breaking up a field and readying it for planting.
Up until now, the past 5-6 years, we've heard a lot of stories about Syrian refugees coming for aid and coming to learn about Jesus, and that's been very encouraging. But at the same time, we had still seen a hardness of heart in the Lebanese people, both traditional Christian backgrounds and Muslim backgrounds. But now we're seeing an openness ever since the status quo was shaking up.
So here's what we can do. Be
praying that the church in Lebanon, even though it's a small minority, that they would have hope that they can go out there into the protests and into society and be the ambassadors of God for these people.
Next. It's the age of the hashtag MeToo movement, the Jeffrey Epstein scandal, and Dressember. Freedom Challenge, an organization under Operation Mobilization, focuses efforts on rescuing victims of human trafficking and raising awareness. But on the cusp of a new decade, is work to end human trafficking still important? Freedom Challenge's Tracy Daugherty explains why the answer is yes.
This is nothing new. I just think that we're more aware of it because of our communication tools available. I can know all of this exploitation, and it's a bit overwhelming. But if you look back from the very beginning, this idea of slavery was birthed, or exploitation or power over was birthed in the heart of the enemy to try to mar the image of God's creation.
Galatians 6:9 tells us to not grow weary in doing good. So let's not tire in freeing and empowering those who are exploited and abused.
God is good at his job, and his eye is on all of this. We get to just be salt and light. We get to preserve, we get to flavor, we get to light up dark places, and that is our commissioning as the church.
And we'll end today in Amman, Jordan, home to the Program for Theological Education by Extension, or PTEE for short. Even though Christianity began in the Middle East, seminaries are far and few between. That's why PTEE exists. They offer theological education and training online and in small group programs, equipping Arab Christians in the Middle East and beyond. With a new executive director at the helm, PTEE is expanding its reach in 2020. Newly appointed Victor Sadek tells us.
So my really vision is about places where there is no evangelical churches exist or no Bible school exist. This will be our target, new places which have no churches.
Sadek wants to work alongside North African churches to equip Arab Christians in Morocco, Tunisia, and Algeria. He also wants to incorporate spiritual care for refugees in PTEE's training.
In the last 5 years, a lot of people left Iraq and left Syria, went to Europe, went to Arab countries like Lebanon, like Jordan. And our concern as a program is really to try to reach this groups.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.